This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to cover a couple things as to what's going on in your country today. And with that said, I want to jump over and get to something that I've been talking about doing over the last couple of days, namely the forerunners of the American Revolution. And their characteristics, how they acted, who they were, what they established. So with that said, friends, I'm going to be just covering a couple things here, and I'm looking for a quote right now from John Adams concerning one of the headlines here on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I found it. So with that said, friends, most Democrats voted for a wall before. Rand Paul exposes the two-party scam. And it has a picture of Donald Trump shaking hands with Nancy Pelosi. Again, keep in mind, there is no Democratic Party constitutionally or a Republican Party constitutionally. John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said, "There's nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution." Well, guess what, friends? The greatest political evil under the Constitution is what's being used 24/7 to divide the American people one against another. Mark 3:25. When I was speaking out at Rick Wiles' church just last week in Florida, Vero Beach there, I told him I cannot tell you guys concerning his congregants. I cannot tell you how many times I've been to a tea party, how many times I've been to a church, or I went back a second time, and I shared with them the very information that I'm sharing with you right now. And then when I go back again, they're talking as if I never said what I said. Those that are caught up into the Democratic, Republican, divide and conquer game are caught up into a game that's it's devised to conquer you. And you need to keep in mind, too, friends, that are caught up into that game, that it's a political language that's created. What are you talking about, Bradley? I'm pulling it up right now so I can give it to you verbatim from George Orwell's mouth. Listen carefully as to what he said. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. Isn't it interesting how many times they just pass over the Constitution of the United States of America by making no reference to law whatsoever? That's their political language. Roscoe Bartlett, a representative from Maryland, some time ago, we spent some time with him out there in Maryland, and we noticed that he had a Declaration of Independence and a Constitution in his pocket. And he said, "I carry this wherever I go." He said, "Do you want to know how illiterate of the founding documents, those that serve or those that are said or were led to believe that serve we the people in this country. He said, I was on the federal floor in D.C. one time and I was making some comments in making reference to the Constitution. On the way out, he said that the court recorder looked at me and asked the question, what were you referencing? What were you referencing? How many times you hear politicians, 98% of the time, their talk is unconstitutional. It's a political language designed to make lies sound truthful. It's just that simple. It's false pretenses, friends. And it's to uphold pretenses that are false in so many different ways. But on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, most voted for a wall before Rand Paul exposes two-party scam. Of course. And by the way, those useful idiots know exactly what they're doing. That's why they, when they go in broke, they sit there for a couple years, and before you know it, they accumulate millions. They know what they're doing. They're just standing down, playing the game, doing as they're told, as everybody else drinks the Kool-Aid. At least those that are willing to take the drink, because we're not here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com. On Sons of Liberty Media.com, listen carefully. Criminal. New York Muslim community patrols working in NYPD look-alike cars wearing look-alike NYPD uniforms. The Muslims in New York have got their own caravan. They've got their own line of cars for the Muslim communities. Never seen that in the United States of America, have we? Those that are behind the wheel concerning these cars that are created for the Muslim population in New York, friends, they're dressed like New York police officers, the NYPD. Wow. Whoa. Is this about, let me just put it this way. Is this about a simulation? Or is this about a conquering? Starting incrementally, little by little, through a siege to overtake a country. Exactly, the latter. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Read it when you get a moment. Speaking of which, Rep. Ilhan Omar, here she is again, blamed our involvements in other people's affairs for bloody jihad massacre on Kenyon Mall. Now, again, friends, you need to keep in mind, let's keep the truth out there and shame the devil on all fronts. The truth be told, we as Americans have allowed politicians to contrive, along with the military-industrial complex, wars that are completely unconstitutional. As a matter of fact, just to end this point, if you go to General Wesley Clark, you can go online right now and watch him, because we played this audio online before. You can watch him say that we only get involved, friends, in countries that have oil on the scene. He said if there was no oil presence, we wouldn't be there in the first place. So in part, what she is saying is true. How many crimes against humanity have Americans allowed politicians to advocate for concerning third world countries? Now, just to show you that that is not extreme, in the sense of what I'm talking about may be a lie or factual or unfactual, the fact of the matter is you're also watching your representatives today advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb. Even going now to the point, and I'm going to highlight this when I come back, we have a representative that says if a baby comes out alive because the abortion was botched, that there's nothing to protect that baby from the doctor killing it after it comes out alive. Okay, just to show you what you're dealing with. Be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, I'm proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Make it any more effeminate? I mean, as if to suggest that the American people don't already have in their minds that Jesus is some little effeminate pansy walking around smacking sheep on the backside with pink booties on, telling the world everything's okay. Give me a break. I mean, seriously, give me a break. Nothing could be further from the truth. Read Deuteronomy 18:15. Deuteronomy 18:18. We were just talking about on sonsoflibertymedia.com some of the things that are taking place. Again, this CIA-controlled media, this mainstream media does not want you to know what we're telling you. And again, we're not asking permission from the devil to tell you the truth. Just highlighting in New York City, you have New York Muslim communities patrol working in NYPD look-alike cars wearing look-alike NYPD uniforms. That's like stolen valor, isn't it, friends? Wow. Are they here to assimilate? Are they here to conquer? They're telling you. They're showing you. Right on the heels of those representatives in that state that are swearing in Muslim judges on the Quran. Seeing the same thing in California. We're seeing the same thing in Minnesota. Little by little, it's exactly how the promises came forth concerning judgment upon a wicked nation. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, they are talking about, is the U.S. about to go into another pointless, unconstitutional, never-ending war with Venezuela? It must be time to tap the American people's coffers again, huh? Speaking to the military-industrial complex. And guess what? When these wars go forward, friends, they're not their kids that go. It's not they themselves that go, that advocate the war like our forefathers did. They thought that if it was a worthy enough war, a righteous war, they would be the first ones to go and lead through example. And, of course, you don't see that today. They just take your kids and have you send your and sacrifice your kids for their unconstitutional wars in third world countries. Right? And then when they come back, they assault them here, too. And the American people pay for their own demise every step of the way. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hey, friends, by the way, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. Set me straight on some of these issues, friends. 17 years later, I'm still waiting for someone to set me straight concerning the things that I'm telling you even now. The reason people, the things that we talk about here on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the reason we don't get a lot of people contending, friends, is because the truth isn't up for debate. Okay? Facts are stubborn things. It's like in the book of Jeremiah. When Jeremiah would prophesy to the people the word of God, they wouldn't answer. What could they answer with? They can't. And that's exactly why we are where we're at today. But if they're on the side of the truth, they can call in all day. Media blackouts. Did you hear about the woman found dead days after exposing Bill Clinton's faith healer as a child rapist? Again, how did they label it? Another suicide. How many people have died around the Clintons, friends? We're into the hundreds now. Watch Clinton Chronicles. Again, on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a total media blackout. They didn't want you to know about this woman. Okay, that's what they do. If they don't want you to know about somebody, friends, they'll just put a media blackout. They want to put you in a dim light, or they want to demonize you. Then they'll put you in the news. But if they don't want to know, if they don't want the world to know who you are, they just bring forth a media blackout. They'll just say nothing about it. Woman found dead days after exposing Bill Clinton and his faith healer as a child rapist. There's a lot of this stuff going on around the Clintons, around the Bushes, isn't there? Around the Obamas. I mean, do you think it has anything to do with the DOD being busted years ago by Brian Bender from the Boston Globe through an ICE investigation where they found out that 5,000 members of the DOD were downloading child pornography? Do you think it has anything to do? You think there's any correlation, friends? And then interestingly enough, right on the heels of that, when Attorney General Eric Holder, the criminal himself, was sought after to bring forth charges concerning those that were downloading child pornography. He said that they didn't have the resources to see it through. Now, they just had the resources to go ahead and go after anybody that was in political opposition to their crimes against the Constitution. You're dealing, America, if you're waiting for a totalitarian system to be put in place, it's already in force. The media has been acting out in a totalitarian manner for years, for decades in this country. And the reason they do what they do is because the people let them do it, because they think somehow it's freedom of speech. You are incorrect, sir. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Did you hear about the woman that wants to, this is brand new, speaking of abortion again, man, these people are encouraged. You know, as I believe it was Edmund Burke that said, you let the people do what they want to do, they'll always do what you let them get away with. He's exactly right. I mean, folks, we now have a woman saying that if a baby is born through a botched abortion and it comes out alive, she's pulling away the laws that protect the baby's life. Wow. You want to talk about extreme? There you have it. I mean, just think about it. It starts this way. The World Trade Center was lit up pink last Tuesday to celebrate the passage of the bill by the New York State legislator that somehow or another legalizes abortion through the ninth month of pregnancy. And, of course, listen to the name. It's called the Reproductive Health Act. Has nothing to do with reproductivity, friends, or health. It has everything to do with the advocation of murder in the womb. And then we find out that Kathy Tran, with a baby in her hand while she's swearing in to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God, swearing in, holding her sleeping baby, beautiful little baby. She wants to push for third trimester abortions. Go ahead and kill the baby at will all the way up until the time of birth. And then at the same time attempts to pass a bill to protect moths. M-O-T-H-S. Now we have the Christian Post reporting that Senator Patty Murray, at the podium of Washington, objected to a bill on Monday, February 4th, 2019, to protect babies born alive. The bill is meant to preserve the life of babies who survive an abortion attempt. It was rejected by Senate Democrats, they call them, after Nebraska Republican Senator Bernie Sasse pleaded with them to unanimously pass the measure Monday. He said, "This isn't about Republicans or Democrats. Of course it's not." He said, "We're way beyond that. Everyone in the Senate ought to be able to say unequivocally that the little baby deserves life, that she has rights, that killing her is wrong," Sasse declared in remarks seeking unanimous consent on the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. Are you kidding me, America? Are you kidding me, America? Pleading on the floor to save a baby's life because someone objected to it. The bill sought to require any healthcare practitioner present at the time of birth to exercise the same degree of professional skill, care, and diligence to preserve the life and health of the child as a reasonable, diligent, and conscientious healthcare practitioner would render to any other child born alive at the same gestational age. It exempted mothers involved from prosecution and proposed requiring practitioners to ensure that the child born alive is immediately transported and admitted to a hospital. Of course. Of course. Common sense. That's what the law does. It protects life. But you have these said representatives and these said legislators trying to advocate in contrast for the very purpose that they were delegated authority from the people in the first place? Is this all they have time to do, considering all the issues that we face in this country? Whoa! And by the way, a possible term of imprisonment up to 5 years for violations, in other words, for not saving the baby's life, not including penalties for first-degree murder that could also apply, was also proposed. Of course. Of course. Ernst said on the floor, he said, "We have moved beyond all common sense when this body," speaking of those in Congress, "can no longer, or representatives can no longer unanimously condemn murder. We face a moral crisis when this body refuses to acknowledge the repugnancy and savagery of infanticide. This assault on human dignity cannot stand." Hey, folks, what would you call somebody? Matter of fact, when I come back here, I'm going to bring this up. I'm going to ask you to tell me what this defines out to be, okay? Well, what are you talking about? I'll share it with you right on the other side. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. Seattle receives a year's worth of snow in one day. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says it's the second most snow recorded in the area in a day for the past 20 years, and more is still to come.
We had quite a bit of snow over Seattle last night into this morning. Strong area of low pressure just offshore, which brought in quite a bit of cold air, lowered the snow levels pretty much down to sea level over there. In and around Seattle, 6 to 8 inches of snow has fallen.
The governor declared a state of emergency even before the snow arrived. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren joined several other Democrats with high hopes of taking over the White House in 2020.
We can't afford just to tinker around the edges, a tax credit here, a regulation there. Our fight is for big structural change.
Warren has spent the past decade in the national spotlight, first emerging as a consumer activist. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. I want to give a shout-out to my friend Michael Roach. Thank you for your trust, my friend. With that said, I want to get right back to this again. We're highlighting some of the things that are taking place in the United States. We're just talking about a woman, a person that basically stood in the way of protecting a baby's life if it was a botched abortion. You can't make this up, friends. You can't make it up. I want you to think about this. Because I want people to quit pretending that abortion isn't about the mass slaughter of innocent babies. Because that's what it's about. We know that love is the interpreter of the law. For love is the fulfilling of the law. We know that love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Okay? Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. That's found in Romans 13:10. And the Bible tells us in Luke 6:31 that, and as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Okay? That's the fulfilling of the law. You don't want someone killing you, then don't kill them. The Bible, as a matter of fact, commands us that thou shalt not kill, Exodus 20, verse 13. And that God hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17. And Scripture also tells us that if you do kill, in Deuteronomy 19:21, it says, and thine eye shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Again, that's found in Deuteronomy 19:21. as well. The Bible, also the laws found in the U.S. Constitution, which again is premised on the Mosaic Institution found in Exodus 20, called common law, clearly tells us what we are to do with them that kill. Matter of fact, it tells us in Genesis 9, verse 6, whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed, for God made man in his own image. This is what Scripture teaches us. Okay? Talking about, and talking to 86% of the American people that call themselves Christians, just giving you a refresher course on what the Word of God says. It tells us in Leviticus 24, verse 17, whosoever takes a human life shall surely be put to death. That's what the Bible tells us. Okay? Remember, whatever those that have been entrusted by we the people, keep in mind, friends, they are to stay within the scope of authority. I don't care what they say when they sanction the murder of the innocent. And also keep in mind, friends, these are the people that are saying that it's inhumane to actually take the life and execute one that has taken life. Okay? They don't want the death penalty. They want the death penalty for the innocent in the womb, but they don't want it for those that are committing the act of murder. No, because they're partakers of murder. Okay? Do you remember when they were saying, we have no king but King Caesar? Do you remember what they were crying out? Crucify him, crucify him. Do you know who was crying out, crucify him, crucify him? It was the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, and the Herodians, corrupt politicians. Okay? And the chief priests and others that garnered their wealth from getting rid of the Christ, at least for a moment. Okay? Also keep in mind, during that time, those same people said, give us Barabbas. And Barabbas was a murderer in the insurrection. And in his place, kill the Son of God. Do you see what's happening here? Murderers are calling for the execution of Jesus Christ on the cross, sinners, right? 1 John 3:4, Romans 3:20. And at the same time, they're asking a murderer to be released unto them back into the community. I hope you understand what's going on here, friends. Leviticus 24, verse 17, whoever takes a human life shall surely be put to death. Okay? Exodus 21, verse 12, whoever strikes a man so that he dies, he shall be put to death. That's what the Bible tells us. And then in Numbers 35, verse 30, if anyone kills a person, the murderer shall be put to death on the evidence of witnesses. What happens today? They've convinced the American people to take on the mindset of the enemy. They've convinced the American people to shut up and do nothing about murdering the innocent in the womb. Just take it. Did you delegate authority to these people to kill babies, friends? Did you entrust them to legislate by gutting and pitting the very marrow of common sense laws like thou shalt not kill? Of course not. See, Americans have been so desensitized to now believe that killing anyone, let alone an innocent baby in the womb, is now up for debate. Really? How have you been convinced of that? And reprobates, by the way, the word defined out, reprobate in Webster's 1828, are those that are abandoned in lawlessness. Sin, okay? And reprobate legislatures that have never been given the right to kill or have never received delegated authority to kill are advocating the murder of the innocent in all of this in the light of day. They're not doing this in a dark corner, friends. They're doing this right in the faces of the people that let them. Now, let me ask you, what kind of a person would you call? This is what I wanted to ask you. What kind of a person would call for the beheading? What kind of a person would call for the dismembering and selling the baby parts, by the way? What kind of a person would call forth a saline injection, burning the baby alive unto death because the salt burns it to death within? What kind of a person would clip the spinal cord as the baby lays there and suffers after it's been born? See, they justify it by pulling the baby's head out of the woman's cervix and then clipping the back of the head and then letting him die. They say, well, he was aborted inside of the womb, which is not true at all. What kind of a person would you call that? What kind of a person would you call for the beheading, the dismemberment, saline ejection, or clipping the spinal cord to kill an innocent baby. How would you define that? You would define that out as a murderer. That's how it would be taken in the court. They've convinced you, America, that somehow, you know what's interesting about this is when we do high school assemblies, we show the young people infanticide, abortion. Do you know that the kids that are of the acceptance of what they've been taught by the propagandists, through the revisionists, through the indoctrinators, friends, do you know that they haven't seen an abortion? It's interesting to see the faces of the young people that have never seen it before, and it's interesting to listen to them after they do see it, because oftentimes they're up there talking with you with tears running down their face, saying, I never knew what it was. And it's also interesting to note that when you show the young people in the United States what an abortion is, it's interesting how you have one or two teachers out of the whole teacher population in the school, faculty, that has a problem with it. It's like, wait a second. If you're going to advocate for this, then show the people what it is. They don't want you seeing a picture of an abortion. Why? Because they know that common sense is going to come to anyone's mind concerning what they're doing. It's murder. Just like when I just asked you, what would you call and what kind of a person would call for the beheading, dismemberment, saline ejection, or clipping the spinal cord of an innocent baby to murder? What would you call that person? Come on, say it with me. You would call that person a murderer. That's what kind of people they are. They're murderers. Matter of fact, I was just highlighting that they've even gone so far now to block a bill that would protect the baby if it survives the abortion process. Now, consider this. Because Jesus said, suffer the little children and forbid them not to come to me. He said, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. What? Like that of little children. Hey, friends, who could be behind these minions in this diabolical plan to kill? Well, Scripture is clear in the matter. And I want to say this first and foremost. You know what? Don't stand back and show mercy to those that are showing no mercy. The mercies of the wicked are cruel. They know what they're doing. Okay? Don't sit there and try to pass it off that the devil made them do it. Well, they're blind. They need Jesus. Yes, they do. But they choose to reject Jesus. Just like this woman did. Who would be behind a plan like this? Well, if you go to John 8:44, Scripture's clear. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So how is it that these that advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb, how is it that these that advocate murder know how to lie better than most know how to tell the truth? I mean, those that have accepted Satan's lie to murder better examine themselves in the light of God's word when it comes to the issues of life and death. 2 Corinthians 13:5. For them that comply in accepting this are nothing short of accomplices of the very act of murder. Just think about that. I got another question for you. What would happen if I called for, next up on the docket, here, I'd like to pass a bill, sir. Hey, guys, I want to pass a new bill. But next up on this docket is a bill calling forth the beheadings, the dismemberments, saline injections of all abortion supporters. I mean, and then on top of that, light up the sky and rejoice. Because this is what you've accepted, America. You've accepted them to do the very things that I'm talking about right now. But what would happen if you turned it around? Because if you look to law, friends, they're transgressing the very laws that they've been entrusted to enforce against the very people such as themselves. Just a question. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. I'm laying to your candor. I'm putting the question to you, America. I'm putting the question to those said legislators and representatives of transgressing the law, not upholding the law. What do you think of a new bill? Next up on the docket, a bill calling forth the beheadings, dismemberment, saline injections of all abortion supporters. Let's light up the sky and rejoice. Folks, these are the same people, friends, that see it, as they call it, in their fallen reprobate nature, of course, that it's somehow immoral to execute a criminal that is found guilty for the act of murdering innocent people, that's going to the chair, or he's going to be injected. He's going to be put to death. They're the ones that saying that that's immoral. But on the behalf of the innocent baby in the womb, listen, they're pulling down the law from protecting those innocent babies in the womb. Why? It's all about money. That's what it's about. It was just like when Judas betrayed Christ. It was about 30 pieces of silver. And, you know, people forget that he went and hung himself right after that. Right? But what would be the response of the American people? Let it go! Get it out there, friends! Come on! They're supposed to enforce the law, not transgress the law. And if you bring it as a law unto themselves and say to them, well, what if we said this about you? Oh, no, there'd be outrage. The mainstream media would be up in arms. Can you believe it? Bradley's calling for a bill calling forth for the beheadings, dismemberment, saline injections of all abortion supporters. America, think. Because this is what they're doing. And on top of it, they're lighting up the sky in rejoicing. Oh, and I said this the other day, and I got to say it again. Oh, America, America, you have no idea. You have no idea what you're asking for. I'm not just talking about those that are advocating the murder of the innocent, but those accomplices that just give it a pass and let these criminals do the things that they do. Because they are criminals, according to law. They're criminals. If I brought one of these said legislators that is advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb up to the third trimester, or saying, hey, listen, I'm going to pull the laws away concerning if the baby comes out through a botched abortion, that there's nothing you can do about it. Into your house, and you had a baby that's, let's say, a week old. And this woman that's advocating for this that I'm highlighting even now came into your living room and seen the baby. All the while knowing what she was advocating, would you bring her into your house? I mean, these people come to kill, steal, and destroy just like their father, John 10:10. Until we call it for what it is, it's murder. People aren't going to pay attention to what's going on because it's not their baby. Yeah, these are our babies. We are our brother's keepers, friends. Mr. Ernst said concerning this woman, Patty Murray, senator, who objected to a bill to protect babies born alive, he said, we have moved beyond all common sense when this body can no longer unanimously condemn murder. We face a moral crisis when this body refuses to acknowledge the repugnancy, the savagery of infanticide. Murder. He said, this assault on human dignity cannot stand. Man, I'm telling you what, friends, I mean, you can take it another way, too, and I'll bring it there. This is population, depopulation. I mean, as we have the useful idiots known as propagandists, journalism is a thing of the past, by the way, trying to rearrange Americans' thoughts and their thought process by taking on their twisted reprobate and murderous version of the law that they will not reference when it comes to the murder of the innocent in the womb. I mean, it's a judge's job to make reference. To discover and apply law. Isn't it interesting every time you go into a courtroom, you see what behind the judge? Moses, holding the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, is right there. Then you swear with your right hand up in the air not to commit the act of perjury. So help me God. What substantiates, what validates their position in the courtroom outside of the God through Exodus 18:28 that said to Moses and to the church to establish judges and officers within the gates. Who do they make reference to? Well, if you look at the Supreme Court, it's right above their heads. It's Moses and the Ten Commandments where it says justice is the guardian of liberty. And it's interesting, every time they come together, they have this preacher that's been there since 1777. Of course, it's not the same guy, but they always say a prayer and they end with, God save the U.S. Do you think that God's going to save the U.S. when the U.S. doesn't even save their own that God gave? What most Americans are not paying attention to is the fact that their own children, read Genesis 4:9, by the way, yes, we are our brother's keeper, are being murdered off through murderers by their own said legislators and representatives that are in fact advocating for it. Again, the law states, thou shalt not kill, applies to all of us. And furthermore, it is the job of these said legislators and representatives through delegated authority from we the people to enforce the laws against the very crimes that they are guilty of committing. And this proves all the more, friends, this isn't arbitrary. This is tyrannical. And it also shows you that they believe that they are above the laws that they are to enforce. Because if anybody was to do the things that they're advocating for outside of what they're calling for, they'd be the first ones to stand up and say those crimes need to be condemned. Yet they're the ones advocating for them. Americans also need to keep in mind that simultaneously, the same representatives are the ones responsible for alluring illegals into America that want to conquer and kill Americans. Just wanted you to know that, just to show you how you're reaping what you're sowing, America. While 60 million babies have been aborted since 1973, that is equivalent to that of 18 states. This, again, is nothing more than killing opposition for population control on a global scale. What you look like, America, for standing back on this topic. What you look like by standing back and allowing your own children to be killed in the name of unconstitutional government. Hey, friends, let me say it this way. When you leave God's plans and purposes, you need to understand that He leaves His protection as well. When you fail to keep His commandments to receive His mercy, you better understand what's after that, friends. That is His wrath. Read Nahum 1. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Because the way He rejoiced over us to do good, He'll also rejoice over us to do evil. And we're in them days. And to stand back in the face of those that assail the innocent in the womb and do nothing about it is second to none. It's something I never thought I'd see in my life. And people talk about how dictators are so evil. Hey, friends, I want to tell you something. They're committing the act of genocide right in front of your faces. Yet again, if this was a third world country, you'd be demanding your government to go deal with that third world dictator, wouldn't you? Yep, you would. You stinking hypocrites. Go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com and wanted to highlight this. Did you know that there were certain things about Thomas Jefferson you may not have known of by a little 10-year-old boy? That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also just highlighted... It's amazing to me how people make light of these politicians that are just corrupt to no end. Elizabeth Warren provides 1986 Texas state bar card proving her a liar about using family tree to get ahead. How many times do these said politicians, friends, need to be committed in the act of that which is against the law called lying before you finally deal with them lawfully? And I said lawfully. Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. How many have committed the act of treason? Article 3, Section 3. And the message to the American people is we can do whatever we want to do, and there's nothing you can do about it. And let me remind you that there's nothing that could be further from the truth. Nothing could be further from the truth, Americans, for you to stand up and fight. Hey, folks, they are abolishing the rights that we've had for over 240 years. So to suggest that they can't be established would say that they never were established. And I've heard people say, too, that when your rights are taken away from you, they'll never be given back. Well, listen, where are you deriving that from? See, that's all the American people need to do is go back and take their broom and brush off the top of the U.S. Constitution and actually enforce it by obeying it. Because the strength of the Constitution lies within the people and their willingness to enforce it. That's how you establish freedom. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.